This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I can't feel myself. I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining
nice work,
star,
Chuck.
My
very good music.
Light,
all right, you're going to see a 10-year Cardinal Trout anyway. Might as well go for the cup. All right, I like that. Put me down for 20 years. Most of my friends and family are still alive to enjoy it. If I die before I see a cup parade downtown Market Street, I'd be so ticked off. All right, I'm going to go 10 with you now, Brian. Are you going to go 8?
8.
What do you, Andy?
What, for the cup?
Yeah. How many World Series this year's would you give up?
How many World Series would I give?
Strick
I would give up
World Series lists.
No, because World Series are always fun to go to, actually, the games.
Strick would sell off any World Series in the
but
future.
But for a cup this year, I mean, I just... I mean, I 20, 30, 50, 60. I mean, what's the highest number I can go on?
Infinity?
I mean, it's okay.
Did you get a ring?
I don't know.
Good question.
Well,
hey, Malcolm got a freaking ring for the Rams.
Did he?
We all got rings.
Wait a minute.
Kenny, the guy that.
Hold on. You have a Super Bowl ring?
Yeah, Kenny, the guy that.
I think
remember
we got
Kenny? Remember Kenny and the guys that worked the locker room, cleaned up the locker
oh,
room?
Oh, yeah.
They got rings. Everybody got a ring,
now,
except the cheerleaders. The cheerleaders have to buy their ring.
Your ring is not as good as the players.
No, he doesn't have the same one.
No.
Can you bring it in next week?
No, because I got it in store locked up.
Well, wait a minute. We're giving you a week's notice.
Yeah.
What, do you have it locked up in Tahiti?
No, I've got it in my safety deposit box.
You don't know?
I don't go.
Okay, he doesn't have a ring. That's,
I got a ring.
That
no,
is
no,
what
I
I'm saying. He doesn't have a ring.
Why don't you text John Shaw? Martin Kilcorn knows this. Everybody got a ring, man.
Okay, well,
Everybody bring your ring.
Why do you have it locked up? No one's coming to steal your ring. Your ring has no significance. Hey, they would maybe take Kurt Warner's ring, Marshall Faulk's ring. They're not worried about Charlie's Tuna's ring.
No, everybody with the Rams got a ring except the cheerleaders at that time.
Okay, so bring it in.
I don't have to prove anything to you.
Not to prove. I want to see it.
Andy,
like
I think you're going
to
get a ring.
Take my shoes out to see. I got Ferragamo's
on. I mean, a part of the Blues broadcast, absolutely. It won't be the greatest
ring,
but you'll get a ring.
Yeah, maybe.
You think I'd wear it?
Bring it in if you get it.
Oh,
wait,
he wears.
Do people wear those?
It's a special event.
They don't wear it.
No, they don't.
Well, you know who did? Roland Williams would wear it.
Yeah, that's right.
Roland Williams. You know Roland Williams would wear it.
I remember when we wrote it to the roast.
Yeah, I set up an interview with Mike Jones and Mike wore it for that.
Yes.
But he says he normally doesn't.
You know,
you lock it up, you don't wear it.
Man. LaRusso wears it, I think, on the red jacket days.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there are special occasions when you should wear it. A lot of guys, if they're covering the Super Bowl, if you won the Super Bowl, you're on the set.
Hall of
like
Fame
that.
Celebration, you weren't.
Can I give a shout-out real quick to Ezekiel Elliott? Even though he was a phony Stars fan, because we all know that he's a Blues fan in reality. But, you know, this young kid who was killed in East St. Louis, the football player, which is one of the saddest, most tragic stories that have hit the local scene in a long, long time. I got to give a shout out to Zeke, who is paying for the funeral, and that tells you something that maybe you didn't know about him.
Yeah.
But for him to step up and do that, man, that tells you he's got a heart and he deserves major recognition.
Charlie, as you know, also we had the Herbert Hoover boys, like 20 of their football players at Channel 5 about 10 months ago. Ezekiel paid for that whole team to come to Dallas. He rented like a charter bus, got hotels, got him on the field before the game.
Yeah.
You know, he's had a couple of things off the field, but in general, he's got a big heart.
That's a good point, because all we hear about is the negative with Ezekiel
Elliott.
That's
right.
Man, he's a good kid, man.
Yeah, he's made a few mistakes.
And when you see him out here grabbing girls, man, he's young. Let him have some damn
so,
not
but
hurting anybody.
Marcus Golden, by the way, who I think is
with talking about one of the greatest guys ever.
I think he's with the Giants now.
No.
Did he leave Arizona?
He left Arizona?
Yeah, I believe he did. Check that out.
Heart of gold.
Oh, he's the best.
He is also, yes.
Giants,
my staff told me that this morning, that he is now
with
the Giants.
What kind of contract did he get?
But he is also providing some financial assistance to the family of Jalen McKenzie.
He has a camp for like 400 kids at Afton in the summer.
Let me say this, though, and I mean nothing negative. I know times have changed. Why do you let an eighth grader go out at 11 o'clock at night? I'm not blaming the parents.
Was he leaving the party at 11?
Yeah, he left his house at 11 to go to 11 o'clock party. Oh. Now, Hartgrove, the recruit from St. Louis University, we got a call the other day. He wanted to go to the same party, and he's older. His father told him, no, he can't go to that party because the party was in Venice, and that's kind of a turf war, but East St. Louis and Venice don't go over there.
Now, how'd you
that
hear
was
this?
Shooting. One of the St. Louis American writers, James Ingram, Hargrove was his nephew. Yeah. And he said his father told him not to go.
I know Mr. Hargrove a little bit. And that's one of the reasons why he's going to SLU is because he wants to be close to his parents.
Really?
He made him go to Six Flags.
For a tragic incident like this, I mean, and I don't think you are, Charlie. I know where you're coming from, and I don't disagree with you at all. You know, you can never point the finger at the parents, man.
No, I'm not going to point.
I can't imagine what they're dealing with right now in terms of the pain and the suffering that they're going through. But it's a shame that you can't go to a party nowadays without somebody shooting. And that's just the reality of it. You know, he came home. He had an eighth grade dance. I mean, this kid's in eighth grade. I mean, forget that he was a football star. I know we focus so much on him being a football star, and that's why it's become such a big story, and that's why Zeke is paying for the funeral and some of this other stuff that's going on because of the football connection. But he came home, and then he went back out. And, you know, to go to a party at 14 years of age,
11 o'clock at night.
With a bunch of kids at a different school, sometimes you go out that late, nothing really good can happen, no. You know?
And you go to a city where you know there's sort of a turf war going on. Not blaming the parents, but I am blaming the parents. I'm going to just put it out there.
So
who do you blame?
What exactly happened now? He was just leaving the party?
He came home from a dance, and then he went back out, and apparently nobody really knows, but the story is that a fight broke out, so he was leaving the party and got hit by a stray bullet.
When the police came and they did an interview, you could still hear gunshots.
You could still hear the gunshots.
But this is not, I'm glad you brought it up, because this is not just this kid. The only reason we're hearing about this is because he was a star athlete. It happens all the time.
All the time.
This is not anything random. You know, so we live in a hell of a good lifestyle, man, because it's not anyone at this table. Hoffman, you don't have a baby yet. Huer has six. So it's not anyone at this table.
Who has six?
Huer. It's not anyone at this table. If my kid came home, of course, I'm from the old school. I didn't even attempt to say go out. And if I did go out at night, my parents went with me. Mm. So you wouldn't do that with your kids. But then everybody, it's a different lifestyle.
Well, you just got to different areas. You got to know where they're going.
Would you let Dom out?
Not in eighth grade.
No.
No way.
Well, you have to know where they're going, who they're going to be with. And, you know, why can't they go to a friend's house and hang out or have some friends come over to their house? But to go to a party at eighth grade, chances are this was not an eighth grade party. It was probably a party with older kids. Yep. I don't know that to be true, but most times when you have a big party like that, it's older kids in high school and whatever.
It's a shame.
And, again, when he has that much talent and that much ability, you know, you want to protect him as much as possible.
You know, sometimes the toughest thing, too, as a parent is to discipline your kid when they really want to do something and you know you can't allow them to do it. I mean, that was tough for me. That's why Monique was a much better parent.
It was tough for me because I was raised by a Southern family where spanking and whoopings were the law of the land. So when I came up with two daughters, I remember one time they snuck out of the house and went up to the Galleria. And my ex-wife at the time called me, and she was furious, and I was furious. I got to the mall, and I was getting ready to spank him, and my daughters raised up at me and got angry. What? And something called me. I said, you can't raise your kids like you were raised in the past. You just can't do that, especially girls. And my youngest daughter, the one that you met both,
yeah.
She got angry with me because she thought I was going to hit her sister.
Wow.
So things have changed, man. I just feel sorry for the family. Man, my goodness gracious. But parents, you got to know.
You got to know where they are, man.
You are. You got to know where they are. You're not going to ever know where they're going all the time because we lied. Dom and your kids, they all lied.
And I did it all the time. Listen, I mean, and anyone out there listening who knew me back in the day certainly can attest to this. I mean, it wasn't like I came home and didn't go back out.
What would you do as a kid? I can imagine what you did. Where'd you go?
I mean, we went back out, but the difference was at the parties that we were at when I was in high school.
I can imagine those parties.
Nobody was bringing
Ward Cleaver,
they weren't bringing guns. They weren't bringing guns to the party. They weren't shooting. You didn't have the worry about getting shot at a party when you're in eighth grade, man. Like, what the hell was going on here?
What kind of party it was at all. I remember once we had a high school football game and Kim Tucci was there, and we played Bishop DeBerg. Rich Neiman was the center, state championship.
7 foot.
7 foot, Rich Neiman. So I thought my brother worked at this confectionery in the city. So I said, I'll fix those summer guns if they beat us. I got a box of frozen pig feet. And as they bucks left, as they
frozen
left,
pig feet,
and I threw them at their bus and cracked the windows. That's all we did. That's what we did for fun. There's no such thing as guns.
Yeah.
It was fun, man. I remember that good time.
Frozen pig feet. I think you probably have some frozen pig feet right now in your in your freezer.
Anybody eat pig's feet anymore?
Oh, absolutely. It's a delicacy. Pig ears, pig feet, pig tails, snoots.
You ever had
matter of fact, you can get that right here at Snooks.
You ever had the snoot?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
It's called High on the Hog.
All right, Chuck, give us your NBA take here. What's jumping out at you? Do you think the Rockets will end up winning this series now that Kevin Durant's not playing?
The Rockets have the most pressure they've ever had on them as a franchise. I blame a lot of this on their coach, his style, D'Antoni. His style is just not conducive. If they don't win tonight, well, it's over anyway. Chris Paul, which is taking a step backwards. The key to this game tonight is Chris Paul. But remember now, this is not the same Golden State Warrior team that won 3 years ago before Kevin Durant. They do not have a bench. Their bench is decimated. Mm-hmm. Iguodala is there, of course.
They have to start Iguodala.
Livingston.
Iguodala's the only guy.
That decimates the bench even further.
He took
two
shots, I think, in the previous
game.
That
decimates the bench even further. I still think Golden State has enough tenacity. If Klay Thompson and Steph Curry are going to step up. And the key to the team, which has been the key to this team for the past 4 years, is Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. And Draymond Green can also handle the ball, bring the ball up the court. Draymond Green is the engine that stirs this team.
Well, you look at how Golden State played in the fourth quarter, specifically Curry and Thompson when Durant went out. I think they had something like 29 combined points, something like that in the fourth quarter. All they've heard over the course of the last few years since Kevin Durant got there, he's the best player. He's the reason why they're a dynasty. Yeah, it is. But you know what? I think their mentality is going to want to go out there and say, hey, we're great players. We can win without Kevin. And so I would expect them to have a good game. I'm just not so sure they can, especially if it's on the road.
You know who's doing a really good job in this series? Now, Klay Thompson had a good game the last game. Mm-hmm. But Eric Gordon has outplayed Klay Thompson in this series until the last game.
The two linebackers.
Can they win? The next game is on the road, right?
It's in Houston tonight.
Can they win without Durant in Houston? I don't think they can. I see this coming back for game 7.
Now, this is a championship pedigree.
I got you.
The black Larry Bird is not playing tonight. Dr. Rick said he made a call, and he doesn't think Kevin Durant, he thinks he's done for the year. He thinks he's done. He said whenever they tell you we're going to have
he's not done later.
That means you're done.
Who knows?
When he went down, he looked back on the
floor. Yeah, you thought Achilles, and you thought it was
over. I thought it was Achilles.
Yeah,
right.
I'll tell you what. One more quick NBA thought is: can you think of one guy in the whole world who you'd rather not play with than Kyrie Irving?
What happened there in the Boston locker room, where apparently the players had a players only meeting, and word is it got very uncomfortable for Kyrie Irving.
It got uncomfortable.
It should.
Hold on a minute. This is a decimated team anyway. Okay, the team has not gotten along. Some of the players don't get along with the coach because this coach has a background and a pedigree of not being able to handle
Charlie,
this
they
type
had the best chemistry in the NBA
I
last year.
I don't care, but that Mr.
They,
Morris,
they were a game away from the finals.
Morris has had a fight with everyone on the damn team. The coach can't get that together.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving doesn't like him.
Good, because when Kyrie wants to go to the airport, it'll be the greatest day in the history of Boston sports. But, you know what he's done to Jason Tatum?
Well,
gosh. What has he done?
Just look where we were. Just imagine how Jason Tatum. Brad Stevens does deserve some blame here that he could not get the chemistry together. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is Jason Tatum was on the verge of stardom.
For sure.
And now he looks like a really mediocre player in the NBA who has regressed.
To be fair, Tatum was the worst isolation player in the NBA this year. Tatum, not Kyrie.
You said that last year, that Jason Tatum was going to have to take a step back. And that's what happened.
You know,
he looks like he's lost.
Yeah, but not the step back where all you're doing is just sitting there and having this guy go 6-for-22. How many point guards in an NBA playoff game who have the ball in their hands the entire time, who play 33 minutes like Kyrie did, have one assist? That's all you need to know about Kyrie Irving.
It's a dysfunctional team. And you got to put some of the blame on the coach.
Yeah, yeah, but the but bottom line is Brad Stevens has
had
a –
Why do we give him a free pass all the time?
Well, because he goes to Butler, and they go to national championship game twice. He takes the Celtics, who should not have been in the Eastern Conference final and a game away from the finals last year. He's regarded as a really good coach. I agree with you. He could not get the chemistry together. What you do with Boston is you get rid of Kyrie and you start over.
I think that's the most difficult coaching job in sports anyway.
Man. Oh, my
it's
God.
Coaching in the NBA, okay? I mean, we act like it's easy to coach in the NBA. Could you imagine
the players running
going in that locker room and trying to convince
Kyrie Irving to do
NBA
what
players to do what you're asking them to do?
If Brad Stevens
with the average player's making probably $17 million?
Yeah.
No, he's making more. If Brad Stevens had a ring, maybe he would listen. Kyrie Irving would listen to him. He don't have a ring.
Well.
He's not going to get a ring.
Yeah, well, he's not going to get Kyrie.
So, listen, I wouldn't be surprised if that's an issue. Like, with an egomaniac, like a guy like Kyrie Irving.
LeBron.
The coach probably doesn't have the credibility in his eyes.
No, he doesn't.
That maybe other people think.
If you look at every type player and the coaches they've been with in most cases, they've had rings. But you're talking about dysfunctional. Go to the West Coast and look at the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah. They're dysfunctional.
But there's a handful of coaches.
They were interviewed Vogel yesterday. Frank Vogel.
You might as well get to you and Andy get interviewed.
There's a handful of coaches who truly have the respect of their players. Kerr, Popovich. I mean,
they got rings.
Who else?
They got rings. Phil Jackson. I mean, no, he's not coaching now.
Yeah.
But most of the coaches there have rings.
Who else?
Have been
D'Antoni. D'Antoni. They like D'Antoni.
D'Antoni.
Players like playing for him.
Mm-hmm. But he's never been a defensive-minded coach, except for this year. They played a lot of defense. If I'm LeBron James, can I talk about the Lakers for a minute?
Yeah.
If I'm LeBron James, I'm demanding a trade now because Kurt Rambis' wife and Jeannie Buss are running the team.
How did that happen that Kurt Rambis' wife and Kurt Rambis are, like, running
Kurt
the Rambis Lakers?
Kurt Rambis won 32 games and lost 115 while he was in Minnesota, and he's trying to put together the Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, see, that's a mess. Nobody wants – I don't think a lot of players want to play with LeBron. Now, they may get Jimmy Butler, but if I'm Philadelphia, I'd do everything I can to keep him.
Right.
But Jimmy Butler's not going to turn that team into an automatic.
He's having an unbelievable playoff.
He's a good player.
He really is. I mean, he outplayed Kawhi in the last game, and they got a chance to win a game 7 now.
They
got
to fix Ben
He's been
Simmons.
Their best player,
they
without a doubt.
They got to fix Ben Simmons.
Gosh.
They got to fix
him.
You
are who you are as a shooter. I don't know if he all of a sudden can come back next year and knock down shots.
That's why he requested that he work out with Magic Johnson in the offseason before all the rigor happened in Los Angeles. So he needs to work out with somebody. Well, his head's not screwed.
That was a dumb decision, too, to bring in Magic Johnson. That was stupid.
Well, first of all, Magic Johnson is not the reason why. Let's get this straight. Magic Johnson is not the reason why LeBron James is with the Lakers.
People Hollywood and
Hollywood got him that.
Well, he had a house out there, everything. So, you know.
One more quick thought is: here's another reason why I like hockey more than basketball at times and baseball. You know what I like is that you can yell at a referee and a coach can voice some displeasure without being like kicked out or without being penalized. I really like this about NHL referees. They will take it.
But NHL referees don't just take it, they give it back.
Do they?
Well, oh, my God. I mean, almost to a fault. I mean, it's like I can't believe the way they talk to the players sometimes and the way they go back at the coach.
Well,
they almost think they're a player on the ice in terms of how they talk to the players and the coaches.
I got the answer to that. It's all about race. I'm serious.
What do you mean?
In the NBA, those refs, you've heard of how Golden State talks to the refs. They treat the refs like dogs, and the players get in their face. And if you go too far, the Players Association, and you get in their face too much, they're going to scream race. I'm telling you, that's why the referees are like that now. They got special referees that do that, and the National Hockey League refs give it back. You couldn't give that back in an NBA.
I think baseball.
You might get punched
I think oh, baseball, you say a word sometimes.
Yeah, in the NBA,
umpires give it back too.
I always said this: when something happens on the court in the NBA, they bring out the security guards. When Chris Paul got kicked out last week, that was two security guards with suits and ties rushing him off the court. It's a different
When
court,
he bumped the referee, he should have got a game, I thought.
Yeah.
You can't. No contact. All right, we'll take a break. We're broadcasting live from the Schnucks off St. Charles Rock Road.